This is a PSA serving as a reminder that the following episode of This Blonde Can Talk is not your regularly scheduled programming, and in the coming days and weeks will remain as such. It is intended to shed light on the LA fires, how you can help, and how you can receive help should you need it. But not to worry, when the time is right, your regularly scheduled programming will resume. Thanks for understanding. In the meantime, keep in mind that anything you hear on this show may cause anxiety for some and trigger trauma in others.
Hey guys, it's Melanie. It's always me. Again, this is not really an episode. It's just a way of getting as much information out there as I possibly can. So I'm literally doing one of these every few days. If it sounds like I have low energy, it's not a stretch when I tell you that I have no energy. This has depleted me, and I'm not even in LA right now. I can just imagine how taxing this is on the people who are directly affected by the fires. Again, not an episode, but for the purposes of RSS continuity, this is episode 90. So I want to start out by sharing that our friend on Instagram, Io Loves You, at the letter I, the letter O, loves you, attended a seminar or a meeting. I'm not sure, he wasn't totally clear on that, which lasted 2 hours or over 2 hours last night, regarding air quality control and water, water quality. And so I wanted to just share his little blurb, what he basically turned it into, like Cliff's Notes. And this is what he had to say on that. And I think this is really, really important for anyone who is living in or around Los Angeles right now, because I want you all to come out of this better and stronger, and I want you to be safe. So please have a listen.
I want to give you the Cliff's Notes from last night's 2.5-hour Facebook Live event with the Coalition for Clean Air public health experts, with some dire warnings about air and water quality in LA. It's 2.5 hours long, so here's the takeaways are: effects will continue during cleanup phase for 1 to 2 years. This goes for air and water quality, including shower water, not just drinking water. The standard air quality reading, AQ, doesn't show all toxic risks. There is no quote-unquote safe distance. Your impact depends on wind patterns completely. Safety tips are: use air purifiers with HEPA and carbon filters in your home, and if you have to go near a burn site, wear extensive protection. Cover nose, mouth, eyes, and don't forget ears. Didn't think about that. Earplugs or AirPods. Limit outdoor activity, especially until there's a good rain. Be careful during cleanup. Wet down dust and ash to avoid pushing it back into the air. Use baby wipes to wipe dust off of shoes and clothes to avoid tracking it inside. What you need are an air purifier with a HEPA filter, MERV 13 or higher. Who is MERV? Activated charcoal carbon filter layer. And then any HEPA filter with activated charcoal is just as effective as expensive medical grade ones. UV features are optional, but aren't effective against the smoke and toxins. Please try to get people to take this seriously.
Okay, so I think everything he had to say was pretty clear and self-explanatory. It cut off a little bit. Strange, it's a little janky, but all of the information that he procured is there. So please, as he said, do take it seriously, because I want my friends and their families to be around in, you know, 15, 20 years and not die of lung cancer, which I'm not going to get into that again, because every time I talk about it, I start weeping and nobody wants that. Before I get into some of the other resources and stuff that I found, I would be remiss to not acknowledge that we lost David Lynch today. If you don't know who that is, that's okay. He was a visionary, one of the greatest directors of all time, a gift to this world, especially to we artists, who left a profound impact on all of us. So amongst all this devastation, we are also saying goodbye to what feels like a friend. And if taking a moment of silence on here wasn't going to make for like a whole 1 minute of just like white noise, I would do it. But I encourage you all to take a moment and ask yourself what David Lynch meant to you. And if the answer is nothing, that's really unfortunate. But for me as an artist, There's so much I could say, but this is not about David Lynch, but I just couldn't go on without acknowledging. So this morning, first thing I did when I woke up was check CNN, and it says that for many wildfire victims, returns to homes, I'm sorry, are still likely months away. It's the question. Los Angeles officials say they're hearing more than any other wildfire evacuees. When can I go home? It is one of the many questions raised by the disaster that doesn't have a simple answer. And I'm reading that it could take up to like 2 years for some people to be able to get back into their homes. So I'm hopeful that that's not the case, but who really knows? It says firefighters see tremendous success. There has been progress in containing the wildfires in LA County, but residents must remain vigilant. Officials said the real issue is smoldering hot spots that can burn down into the root system of trees and bushes where fire can linger, authorities said. So there are five active fires right now. Palisades Fire has burned 23,713 acres as of this morning and is 22% contained. The Eaton Fire has burned 14,1117 acres as of this morning, 55% contained. Hearst Fire, 799 acres burned, 98% contained. By now, I'm hopeful that it's completely contained. Otto Fire, 61 acres burned, 85% contained. Again, this is as of this morning. And the Little Mountain Fire, which was burned 34 acres and was 0% contained as of this morning. So hopefully that the containment will continue, things will continue to get better, and I won't have to keep doing these, and I can come back here and be silly and make people laugh because that's really what I exist for. But for now, that's not why I'm here. I have some new, mostly new resources to share where you can get help or where you can give it either way. So the first one is it's called Nella Purge. So at NELAPURGE on Instagram. And it says that they've been working with three moms all week to help their particular families and in families in their network. And now they're opening up a shop to everyone on Friday, which is tomorrow, January 17th. It doesn't give the hours, but it does say that it's at 5105 Hermosa Avenue in Eagle Rock. The zip is 90041. And if you don't know the hours of operation, like I don't, maybe check the at Nella Purge account and see if they post an update, because they didn't post it as of now. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I found something else from them. So it's open Friday for Eaton Fire victims to shop for free. But on Saturday, they'll be selling what's left. All proceeds will go to affected families. Please shop our fantastic collection. You will score cheap prices and your money will help Altadena families rebuild. We've got new inventory from Belle Kazan and other beloved brands, plus gently used gems from stylists and fashionable Nella folks. Venmo or cash, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So now we have the time at Women's Club Eagle Rock. I gave you the address already, but I can give it to you again. It's 5105 Hermosa Boulevard. Some of the posts are just super vague, and then I'm kind of screenshotting everything, and then I find more information. And maybe I should take the time to like organize them better. But the fact that I'm doing this at all, is a lot. Whether you understand how much of a toll this has taken on me and continues to take on me, it's a lot and it's hard. So I am really exhausted. And I am constantly trying to find places to donate my time and my money as well. So I'm not just sitting here, collecting resources, but I'm also doing that. My doom scrolls are just four ways that I can help people. So I've had a few people sliding in my DMs complaining that I'm not talking about the TikTok ban. There are a lot of people out there who are talking about the TikTok ban, and I don't think I'm the person for that because I never really got into TikTok. And so it's not going to devastate me in any way, and I don't actually know anybody whose lives would be devastated by the dissolution of an app. So I'm not the person for that. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I can't speak on things that I don't understand. So let's move on. Amy and dot R. So this is something that they've posted. Actionable idea for all film crew, especially art departments. So I'm an actor, and I've worked with a lot of people who are on film crews and who work in the art department. And it says, have you filmed at businesses or houses in the Palisades or Altadena? Do you have photos from scouts and filming? Compile them from the homeowner. I'm sorry, compile them for the homeowner. This could help them with insurance claims, inventorying, and providing sentimental clean images they likely never would have taken on their own. If you lost your home and hosted a film shoot at some point, reach out to your contact on the team. They may still have photos on file. So this is actually a great way for people who scout locations and who film in homes and things like that to actually help out, even if they can't contribute financially. I've filmed in a home, at least one home in Palisades, and I have photos of pretty much the whole house because we were taking pictures in all the rooms. And so if those pictures are of could be of service to those people, I'm going to reach out and see if they need that because I know the people, so I'll be able to do that. Let's move on to the next thing that I found. Okay, so the Broad Museum. I've mentioned the Broad before, and I'm going to probably mention them again because there's some other information. It says beginning Monday, January 20th at 10 a.m., artists and arts workers who have been impacted by the fire can apply for an emergency grant. Visit our link in bio, or so you can go to this link, cciarts.org, and you can apply for an emergency grant. And that starts Monday, January 20th. So I'm being told just by multiple people in multiple organizations that what people need the most right now is like gift cards. And they've listed, this is from Mark Duplass. He's listed some of the stores that would be best for you to give gift cards to. And it's Target, Walmart, although I don't think I've ever seen a Walmart in LA. Target, Walmart, Costco, Amazon, Ralph's Grocery, Vons, Gelman's Markets, Trader Joe's, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. All great options. And I assume you would donate, he doesn't say where, but I assume you would donate them at the same place that you're donating other items, clothing items, and maybe food items as well. Okay, Hilton and American Express are offering 20,000 hotel room nights at no charge to impacted families and individuals across the greater Los Angeles area. For more information, go to hilton.com/wildliferelief. So that's 20,000 hotel room nights that stays. I don't know how many it's they'll allow per family, but it's a place to stay if you don't have anywhere else to go. So please consider checking that out. This is from Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It says, bumper stickers and little platitudes don't work. What works when somebody is going through unsurvivable loss is you show up and you sit with them. You are willing to feel like shit with them, and you don't try to get them to feel any better than they do for as long as it takes. I'm trying not to cry. I can't physically go to California right now and sit with any of the people that I know who have lost their homes or who have watched their friends lose their homes, but I am here for them. And I will not minimize anyone's pain because I know what it's like to have your pain minimized. And I encourage all of you, if you know somebody who's been affected by, directly know somebody who's been affected by this, just sit with them. Just sit there and allow them to feel what they feel and feel it with them. Because if I feel like as human beings, we need to connect more and understand each other more. And the only way to do that is to really connect on a human level, not through a screen or even through a podcast like this. I wish you could see my face right now, but actually, no, I don't, because it looks really bad. But if you did, you would see the devastation on my face, and then maybe you would understand why I keep doing this and why it's important to me. LA has always embraced me from day one, and that's something that I treasure. So I'm going to keep doing these updates, and I'm going to keep sitting here. Anybody who wants me to sit with them, you know where to find me. So volunteers are still urgently needed for the LA mission. Well, LA mission is calling on volunteers to help sort and organize an overwhelming donations. It says unoverwhelming donations from the community. Your time will help maintain a steady flow of critical supplies like water, blankets, and meals to wildfire evacuees and displaced families. The mission, I'm so sorry. I can pronounce these words when I'm not dying of exhaustion. I'm not dying, I shouldn't have said that, when I'm just not exhausted. So the LA mission is working tirelessly to ensure that wildlife evacuees and displaced families receive the critical supplies they need. Here's how you can help. Volunteer. We need 20 compassionate individuals this week to help sort and organize the generous donations we've received. Even a few hours of your time can make a massive difference. Sign up now by emailing Mary Grant at mgrant@lamission.net or calling 213-629-1227, extension 412. Amplify. Can't volunteer? Help spread the word by sharing this post, which I did, tagging friends who might not be able to, who might be able to help, or engaging with us in the comments. Or you can also donate online. While we aren't accepting new physical donations at this time, financial contributions are always welcome to sustain our ongoing relief efforts. Visit losangelesmission.org or click the link in bio. So since we can't click the link from here, visit the losangelesmission.org. Just so y'all know, that like tripping on words stuff that I've been doing the last few episodes, that's the anxiety. It's manifests in my jaw, in my tongue. It's really bad. Together we can keep the momentum going and ensure no family faces this crisis alone. And that's from the LA mission. Okay, here we go. A Life in Hearts, which I mentioned the other day because I think it's so sweet that they have that as a name. If you'd like to join us in supporting the work of these organizations, we will match your donation 100%. So Entertainment Community Funds, which is oh my God, I've been saying A Life in Arts, and it's a life, oh my God, A Life in the Arts. I thought it was A Life in Hearts. Oh my God, I gave misinformation. I'm so sorry. At a L-I-F A okay at ALIFEINTHEARTS, so Entertainment Community Fund, and California Community Foundation Wildlife Recovery Fund at CALFUND. If you donate to these resources, Adobe is going to match your donation, which makes it double, which is you're doubly helping. So please do it. Update. FEMA has created a database of hotel rooms available for those who are displaced. One room for up to four people per family. Link FEMAEmergencyHotels.com or call FEMA at 1-800-621-3362. Note, FEMA registration number required, photo ID required for check-in. To register with FEMA, visit www.disasterrelief.gov. So a lot of these are kind of all over the place, as I've mentioned, because like I said, I just kind of grabbed from everything I see, everything that I'm sharing, and then I share it here. Okay, so favorite daughter. Our hearts are with LA. As an LA-based organization, we are deeply saddened by the loss of our community is experiencing. To support those affected, we've teamed up with several brands that have generously donated clothing for women, men, and children in immediate need. Please join us on January 18th and 19th to pick up new clothing for yourself and your loved ones. And it's between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And it's at 9517 Culver Boulevard, Culver City. Zip is 90232. What you'll find, all new items, men's and women's clothing, children's clothing, pajamas and undergarments, beauty products. So I think that's something that will definitely lift the spirits. If you want to follow them on Instagram, it's at favorite.daughter. And I just want to say, if they're listening, thank you. Chemicals that are being released into the air. We heard a little bit about that at the beginning from our friend, I Have Loves You. But these are some of the chemicals that are in the air right now. Ammonia, benzene, sulfur dioxide, carbon monoxide, phosgene, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, lead, mercury, calcium, hydrochloride, acid, dioxins, furans, I think I said that wrong, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, particulate matter, toluene, xylene, I can't pronounce it, acrolein, formaldehyde, nitrous oxide, and nitrogen compounds. All of these are bad, but the fact that I can't pronounce some of them because I've never heard of them before tells you how bad they actually are. So please, please wear a mask to avoid getting lung cancer in 15 years. I don't want to start crying over this again. So Paris Hilton has raised $1 million for families who are displaced by the wildfires. And if you go to her page at Paris Hilton, you probably follow her. If you don't, you must be living under a rock. She's aiming for 1.5 million. And I don't quote me on this, but I believe she's matching donations. So that would be $3 million, something to consider. The Directors Guild Foundation is granting emergency grants for impacted DGA members. They're available now. I don't have the link right now, but I'm pretty sure I saved it, so I'll share later on. I'm so sorry. Writers Guild Members Fund, same thing. Support members who lost their home or have been displaced by the Los Angeles wildfire. And it says donate at the link in our bio. So you can go to Writers Guild West. Oh, you know what? Actually, for more information on the Directors Guild Foundation, you can just go to at Directors Guild and there should be a link in their bio. So that would really help writers writers and directors who are just messed up like me right now. There's a link, a GoFundMe link for campaigns for displaced disabled people from the LA firestorm. And the link is tinyurl.com/m6kzkec2. And that they'll just give you like a list of GoFundMe campaigns that have already been approved. Okay, we're here for you, LA. Due to the overwhelming need for clothes, we invite anyone impacted by the devastating wildfires to come by our Beverly Connection J. Crew factory store during the hours below. We will have free new clothes for adults and children, as well as N95 masks. So you can go tomorrow, Thursday, the 16th. No, sorry. I thought today was Friday. And now I thought it was Wednesday. So I don't know. This is going to be done after Thursday, but I think they're going to continue to do it. So just stay tuned. Don't go tomorrow because tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, moving on. More than 12,000 structures have been destroyed, many of them homes and businesses that are reduced to ashy foundations. Cars are charred to the frame, their tires melted into black puddles of rubber. Batteries powering EVs, popular choices in LA, threaten to reignite like exploded munitions. The remaining fires are drawing out an agonizing return for residents, and it will be a months-long process to clean up the toxic ash and hazardous waste and charred debris state. And federal officials told CNN, only then can home and business owners rebuild. The work to identify and clean up hazardous waste could start as soon as next week. So let's pray for that. An environmental protection agency officially told CNN the EPA will be joined by California state agency Cal Recycle in overseeing much of the cleanup, officials said. So this is something that I got from CNN. And it says charred hazardous waste and large debris must be cleared by professional crews, and the underlying soil needs to be treated to remove toxic chemicals that burned into it. It's not the same as I'm going to go in with a shovel and clear out the mud from the flood, says Patricia McElvary, president and CEO of nonprofit Center for Disaster Philanthropy. The Eaton and Palisades fires are the first and second most destructive in Southern California history. The Palisades fire alone is the size of Manhattan. Just imagine the debris. It's going to be an enormous undertaking. As weather conditions improve, the firefighters make progress in containing the Los Angeles blazes. They're contending with dangerous conditions. Firefighters returning to base camps after battling the fires have emerged bruised, battered, and beaten, LAFD Assistant Chief Joe Everett said. I just wanted to pause reading the article to say thank you, firefighters. Most red flag fire warnings have expired, but forecasters warn of another round of Santa Ana winds expected early next week. We are not out of the woods yet, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said in CAL FIRE. As CAL FIRE warned of the potential for fire growth, for many, there is still no certainty about when they'll be able to return home. Whole neighborhoods have been incinerated by the fires that have killed at least 25 people. I'm hearing 26, but either way, it's horrible. Here's what we know about the victims. There's a lot about the victims, and I'm not going to share that here because I don't think that I don't want to do like a whole in memoriam. They'll just be here for hours, so it's not the way to go. So in lieu of physical donations, please consider directly donating to GoFundMe campaigns for survivors. Many crowdfunding campaigns have not met their fundraising goals. The best way to support survivors of the LA fires is monetary donations. A growing list of personal campaigns has been compiled by Instagram user r_Davies, and the website is tinyurl.com/wildfiregofundmes with an S on the end. In lieu of physical donations, please consider offering free childcare for displaced families. Since many LA schools are gone, parents will need people to hang out with their kids or transportation while they try to navigate the next step. Reach out to families you know directly to offer childcare support, home-cooked meals, carpools, laundries, sleepovers, babysitting, meal trains, new school supplies, and stickers. Share with those who have, oh, so this is something that's, it says share with those who have no insurance or whose insurance won't cover housing. So if this is you, you should listen with both your ears. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. Housing slash hotel assistance. Today, so today, Friday the 16th. So, oh my God, see, I don't know what day it is. Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday. Oh my God. Thursday, January 16th, 211 LA announced a significant additional donation to help displaced residents. So remember, yesterday I told you that 211 was kind of tapped out. So this is a tie-in with the Hilton Hotels and American Express thing, donating the 20,000 hotel room nights at no charge to impacted families and individuals across the greater Los Angeles area. To determine your eligibility for assistance, you need to apply through the nonprofit organization 211 LA. visit their website, 211LA.org. Once there, search for emergency housing assistance for wildfire survivors. And if you have any trouble navigating that, just call 211 and they should be able to walk you through it. Okay, help for survivors specifically of the Altadena fire, sorry, the fire in Altadena and Pasadena. So Black Lives Matter Los Angeles and Black Lives Matter Pasadena are collecting items to distribute to surviving families. They will be collecting items to distribute at the Black Lives Matter Los Angeles Center for Black Power, 3423 West 43rd Place, Los Angeles, on Monday, the 20th of January from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it says that the list of things they are requesting are baby supplies such as diaper cream, children's medicines, car seats, strollers, toiletries, shampoo, conditioner, soap, body wash, black hair care products, lotion, cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, Clorox wipes, food, starches slash grains, water, ramen, can openers, water. So they must really need water because it's there twice. Guys, I'm trying so hard to find humor where there is none. Towels, washcloths, clothing, new sports bras. Okay, so here's another resource. Homebank LA launched today as an extension of asenseofhome.org, which has perfected the system of collecting and distributing furniture and home goods to those who need it urgently, turning empty spaces into homes. At Homebank underscore LA is for those who have lost everything in the catastrophic LA area fires, who are moving into rental properties and need to promptly feel as at home as possible in their new surroundings. You can help by making a donation at homebankla.org, and you can also apply for help on the website as well. Brand partners with furniture and home goods, please email support at homebankla.org. So there's many organizations that are popping up, so I'm just trying to share them. Okay. This is just me looking at, I'm just looking at my resources that I have here. Something Michelle Pfeiffer shared, it says, this is from Michelle Pfeiffer. Hi, everyone. First, for those of you in Southern California, I want to start by saying I hope you and your loved ones are staying safe in this devastating time. I wanted to take a moment to highlight the tremendous initiative at CAA Foundation has just launched called the SoCal Fire Fund, aimed at providing immediate and long-term support for community-centered recovery initiatives. David and I have committed to matching all donations using my link to the SoCal Fire Fund starting today. To join us in contributing to their efforts and for more information on the initiative, click the link in my Instagram stories and or bio. We know that recovering our city is going to be an ongoing marathon, not a sprint. Please know that no effort of resource, whether your time, volunteered, or financial contribution, is too small. Thank you for supporting and please take care of yourselves. So if you'd like to donate to the CAA Foundation and have your donation matched, head over to Michelle Pfeiffer's Instagram, which is Michelle, I'll spell it, MichelleFifferOfficial, Michelle Pfeiffer Official. Click the link in her bio and you can donate there. This is something a little more lighthearted. So on Wednesday of next week, Valentin Shmerkovsky of Dancing with the Stars is going to be at Playground LA next door, 7377 Melrose Avenue. And he's going to be doing a dance class with 100% of proceeds to help victims of Altadena fire rebuild. So this is a great chance to learn how to dance from a professional and also benefit an incredible initiative. So if you want to sign up to dance and help out, you can go to playgroundla.dance/schedule, or if you have the Playground LA app, you should be able to find it there. Okay, so this is San Gabriel Valley Habitat for Humanity. It says, rebuilding our community after the wildfires, together we can make a difference and help rebuild lives. Your support is urgently needed. Please make your donation to the link at our bio, sgvhabitat.org/eatonfirerelief. So they are going to be helping rebuild Altadena, which is mostly affected by the Eaton fire. And we thank them for that. Update, do not drink water. We've talked about the air and water already, but let me just highlight it since I've saved it multiple times for whatever reason. It says, do not drink water notice after urgent repair of several Eaton fire impacted facilities and extensive testing confirming drinking water quality. The do not drink water notification area has been significantly reduced. For latest information, including an updated map, visit pwpweb.com/water notice. And this is coming from the Pasadena Water and Power Department. If you want to get like tons of information constantly, please follow Mark Duplass, MarkDuPlass. He's updating with videos, new videos, new videos all the time, which I think is very helpful. Unfortunately, I keep saving videos of his and then I like get lost in where I'm trying to go with things. So if you guys would just give Mark a follow, that would make things a little easier for me and probably for yourselves as well. Okay, here we go. Hollywood Bowl donation drive. This is with the LA Philharmonic. We are partnering with the Social Justice Learning Institute, SJLI, and the LA County Parks Care Camps to collect donations for wildfire victims. Social Justice Learning Institute accepted items: gift cards, phone chargers, toilet paper, paper towel, first time I'm hearing that one, detergent, soap, water, socks, blankets, toiletries, masked, packaged snacks, and non-perishable food. LA County Parks Care Camp accepted items: new toys, stuffed animals, arts and crafts, and masks. Donation location is the Hollywood Bowl, 2301 Highland Avenue, Los Angeles. And you can go tomorrow on January 17th between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. They also have the Walt Disney Concert Hall location, which is 11 South Grand Avenue, Los Angeles, California. And you can donate there tomorrow from 9 a.m. till 11. Sorry. Yeah, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. I was going to say p.m., which seemed a little late. And also, the Beckman Yola Center, 101 South La Brea Avenue, Inglewood, zip is 90301. And that's again tomorrow, Friday, January 17th, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Okay. Oh, Altadena Girls has been doing so well, and I'm very proud of them. It's like a group of young ladies, young women who have done this. And they posted a little notification that says, we are completely closed for in-person donation drop-offs. Please do not bring any items to our previous pop-up locations. Neither hang on to your stuff until we have the new Pasadena address shortly. So they will be back and running. So if you can just hold on to your stuff, that would be great. Or donate it to any other incredible resource around town. Do not drop stuff off on the curb or the street in front of the business. There are thousands of people out there who need your generous donations, so let's make sure they get them. I mentioned the amazing Simone Delarue is doing a fundraiser for the LA fires. So she's doing a body class, like workout class. I don't know if she's going to be doing what level she'll be doing because she's intense and she's insane. But she'll be doing that Saturday the 18th at 9 a.m. in person, at the Six Compound, 4661 Laurel Canyon Boulevard in Studio City. 100% of the proceeds are going to go to the California Fire Foundation and Wildlife and Disaster Relief. Sign up at the 6 Compound Mind Body Zoom link, which she sent out to me and like pretty much everyone. For those who can't attend in person, I will post the link and then you will be able to join in if you'd like. Simone is responsible for Jennifer Garner's banging body. So if you want to learn how she got into that shape, like one class won't do it, but you might just pop in and decide that you'd like to train with her. So it, you know, worth giving it a shot. Aquila LA, so AKILA.LA, is offering free prescription lenses and frames to anyone who lost their glasses in the fire. They are working with local evacuation and aid distribution centers to offer one free pair of replacement glasses, prescription glasses, to anyone who lost their glasses in the fire. So if you're in need of a replacement pair of glasses, send an email to info@akila.la with your RX and proof of residence, and they'll provide you with a new pair of glasses. Unfortunately, with all of this, there's some scamming going on as well. I have to mention this. My lovely friend Joanna Krupa, she's a big animal lover, and she found a page that no longer exists. It's called Jolly Dogs Home 12, and it's a scam. She almost donated a ton of money to them to try to help and save some dogs' and cats' lives. They deleted their Instagram, but they started a new page, and it's Rays of Hope Rescue. So her advice, and I'm just going to share it with you, is that when you call in, ask like where the animal is being housed, ask the doctor's name, where they practice, all that kind of stuff, because then you can know if they're not willing to give you that information, it's because something is awry. Otherwise, there's plenty of ways to help the animals. Just don't get scammed out of your money. I don't want to see anybody lose, out of money that's not going to help something else. Just off the six, this person says, if you lost family photos in LA fires, let's shoot new ones free of charge. To get started, email makenewfamilyphotos@gmail.com. This offer doesn't expire. Take your time and focus on your health and safety. Of course, this only applies to people who still have their family and aren't able to do new family photos, but I think it's a generous offer and worth exploring. Okay. AFES and Schools also needs help. If you wouldn't mind going to their website, AFESN.org, you'll find the link to their GoFundMe, and then you'll be able to donate there. If you're kind of stressed out like me, you have an opportunity on Saturday to get free acupuncture, which is costly, by the way. Free acupuncture at Tao of Wellness in Pasadena. And this was shared by Caitlin Deaver. So please check them out. It's at 171 South Los Robles Avenue, 91101. And it's on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it says just across the street from the Hilton Hotel. No appointment needed, a collaboration with Yosan University. So if you need to de-stress, that's the way to do it. So this is a little bit of disinformation that I've seen. It says disinformation thrives in crisis, which is why we need to be more diligent than ever on how we consume information and how we choose to share it. Such as like friends of mine who posted photos of the Hollywood sign on fire and actually thought that that was real. This is like 5 tips on how to spot disinformation. Pause. Take a moment to digest what you're reading. People read information too fast on social media and they may not recognize when it's false or a scam. 2, notice how a post makes you feel. False posts often use urgent headlines to exploit the emotions triggered by a natural disaster. Three, research before sharing. Before sharing content you see online, take a moment to verify it first, which, by the way, I do. Question the source, check the source of a post, and cross-check it with trusted officials, agencies, and media. Five, investigate the issue, conduct an impartial search by reviewing credible sources, and consider multiple perspectives. Just how to spot misinformation that's being spread, which is really sad in a time like this. There's something called the LA Wildlife Stuffed Animal Recovery List, and what they're doing is trying to create replicas for children who have lost like their beloved animals. Like, for example, when I was a kid, I had a Blanky that my grandpa gave me when I was born, and the thing was full of holes, but I couldn't sleep without it, and I would ask my mom for it every night. And she'd give it to me, and it was literally holes tied in knots. And I would say, oh, wow, this is the warmest blanket I've ever had. And I can't imagine if I was a child and I lost that, because I don't think it would have been possible for somebody to replicate something that damaged. But Working Mom Notes wants to help make that happen. So if you want to help find replicas, or maybe custom make them, I don't know exactly all that it entails, reach out to at Working Mom Notes on Instagram, and maybe they can help you replicate your child's like best friend stuffy, whatever. Solowave is a company that I use too much. Like, it takes a lot of my day. It's a skincare company, and they are a Los Angeles company. And I just wanted to say, if you are considering buying a beauty product in the way of red light or microcurrent therapy, please consider Solowave. I am so proud to be a customer today, because they committed to donating. Sorry, they have made a cash donation of $10,000 to the Los Angeles Fire Department, and $50,000 in product to those displaced by the fires, so people can feel beautiful throughout all of this catastrophe that is going on. I think I already mentioned this, but I'm not sure. The Writers Guild member fund. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. It's at Writers Guild West. Support members who lost their homes or have been displaced by the Los Angeles wildfires. Okay. To all IATSE and SAG-AFTRA members affected by the devastating wildfires, we are working with frame and lens companies to provide at least one pair of glasses to you and your family members. Please contact us if we can help get your glasses done quickly. Call us at 818-28, sorry, let me start over. 818-9 823343, or email info at imageoptics.com. So imageoptics.com, and they will help you. They've been blessed to be partnered with SAG has been blessed to be partnered with them for over 32 years. So thank you. Some restaurants that are not in LA that are in New York City. Huge shout out again to Raise Bar. They've done like two. They did a drive. They did a fundraiser last night, and they did a fundraiser online, which is still going. I think it's at 3,000. I think they sort of like led the charge, and now some other New York City restaurants are donating parts of their proceeds to LA relief efforts. So if you live in New York and you want to go out and get a bite to eat, please consider one of these restaurants. So Gotham Burger Social Club, Travelers, Poets and Friends, Osteria 57, The Stand, Slate, Alice, and A La Luna. If I come across any others, I will definitely share them in the next one. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know people in Altadena are being approached to sell their land already, and there's a campaign called Altadena is Not for Sale. And this is just a PSA to warn people not to sign anything, even if you are approached. And for all posts concerning Altadena, hashtag them eyes on Altadena so that they can easily be found. If you're being approached, people will see that you're not alone. The Legion Hollywood Post 43 is still in need of volunteers. So if you want to volunteer for them, they urgently need it, it says. So if you can do that, great. And if you can't, I'm sure that you will find some other way to make things easier for those in need. If you are a business owner with a job opening or are aware of a job opening in the LA area, you can now submit job listings at the link in bio, which is a great idea. So head over to at WalkGoodLA, the link in their bio. And if you have like jobs that need to be filled, I'm sure there are plenty of people who are ready, willing, and able to work. Okay, this is Proactive Herbal Life, LA Fire Relief Community Event. It says, in aid of affected families and first responders, various organizations will be providing supplies and services, clothing, food, toys, toiletries, IV treatments, which is, I'm sure you're so in need of if you've been through this, and more. Please register in advance, volunteering at californiastrong.org to contribute goods to this event. Please contact Emily at proactivesp.com. And this is taking place Saturday, the 18th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Proactive Sports Performance, 3125 Agora Road, Westlake Village. For financial assistance, it says we are now accepting donations. 100% of funds raised will go directly to families affected by the fires. To donate or apply for assistance, please visit californiastrong.org. So you can do that. Another LA Fire Relief Community event. Donations are needed. We ask that everything be new. This is the same organization that I'm already talking about. So clothing, underwear, toiletries, bedding, baby towels, toddler supplies, pet supplies, kids' toys and games, shoes, and local business discounts. Drop-off location, Proactive Sports Performance, 31425 Agora Road, Westlake Village. Drop-off by Friday at 4 p.m. Opens Monday, 6 a month open, sorry, open Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Clubview Records is holding a community fundraiser. Says, join us for a beer, brat, and good music from live DJs in and around the Palisades community while we raise money to help those affected by the recent fires. All proceeds will be going to Red House, Clubview Records. Sorry, these are the sponsors. All proceeds will be going to fund the Palisades cleanup. Visit the link in at Clubview Records bio for more help and information on the event. So just head over to Clubview Records and see if there's some more here. It says important information. We will be raising money to help rebuild the Palisades through raffles, merchandise, and more. Ticket prices are on a pay what you can basis, where all proceeds from ticket sales will go towards helping restore the Palisades. If you have any further ideas or want to partake in the event, we would love to know. Please DM us or email us at clubviewrecords@gmail.com. All ages are welcome. January 18th, 1 p.m. And then the time says late. So, yeah, it's at 625 Lincoln Boulevard, Los Angeles, 90291. And then here I have the SIG, after disaster relief and resources for SAG members who are affected by the fires. And I just wanted to share the website, which is sagaftra.foundations/LA wildfires. Okay, this is Pink Chickeny. We are expanding our donation initiative and are opening our Santa Monica shop to more families who have lost everything amidst the wildfires. We are sending more inventory out and a few of our longstanding brand partners have graciously agreed to send donations to our shop, including clothing, underwear, socks, shoes, stuffies, books, and more. We expect everything to be in place by this Saturday or Sunday. Stay tuned here for exact date and time. So I'm going to need you guys to go and follow at PINKCHICKENNY. So that's actually Pink Chicken NY. And I don't know why I said it the way I did. And it's going to be taking place at Pink Chicken Santa Monica, 1524 Montana Avenue. They're open Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 12 p.m. till 5 p.m. And if you have any questions, you can call them at 310-395-6048. Home Bank LA launched today as an extension. I read this already, so we'll just skip over it. We'll just pretend like I didn't, like I'm perfect and I don't make any mistakes. The Film Academy has donated the $250,000 from the canceled Oscar nominees luncheon to Fire Release, which is great. But I am also very happy to hear that that the Oscars will go on, because I know there's somebody out there, and it might even be me, who needs those inspiring speeches. So thank you to the Academy for keeping the show going. You know, I had a friend, he's not with us anymore. He used to say, a show must go all over the place or something. And he said a mouthful. Director Adam Nee shared this. I have started talking with someone who may be able to pair families with who lost their home with direct sponsorship, essentially adopt a family style where a family in need is paired with one family of means. I think this kind of one-on-one engagement will preserve an emotional connection between donor and family that helps to sustain the long-term nature of need. I'm wondering if there is a charitable program that already does something like this that perhaps we can piggyback onto. So I don't know of any organization like this, but if you do, please reach out to him over on Instagram. It's at ADAMNEE. And yes, that is his real name, Adam Nee. So here's some information about the whole masking up thing, which I'm going to share now. Why you should keep masking even after the wildlife smoke clears. In urban areas affected by wildlife, doctors recommend masking for days, even weeks, after the air quality seems to improve. Air Quality Index, or AQI, is an incredibly useful tool, but it only measures five major pollutants. This number doesn't capture every toxin that may be released into the air after a fire, including lead, asbestos, plastics, and other possible pathogenic materials. I'm reading this and I'm shaking, so I do apologize. AQI 40 plus, when you should mask. AQI ratings can still provide a helpful benchmark. An AQI of 51 to 100 is considered moderate, but given the unknowns and potential long-term risks of wildfire smoke, pediatric pulmonologist Dr. Irina Dralyuk recommends wearing a mask when readings are 40 and above. So I think you should listen to her. If you have already been exposed to affected air after a fire, it's not too late to protect yourself. Limit outdoor activity, choose less strenuous exercises when you are outside, and wear a tight-fitting 9 N95 respirator mask or higher, like P100. Harmful particles can also cling to your clothing and hair. Soon after you get home, change out of your outside clothing and wash your hair. It's going to be a lot of hair washing. But then we're not supposed to use the water, so I'm so confused about how we're going to do all this here. Oh my God. Well, I guess if you don't ingest it, it's okay. If you are experiencing symptoms like coughing, lung irritation, headache, or difficulty breathing, even if it's mild, seek medical attention. It may take 4 to 6 weeks after initial exposure to feel respiratory symptoms. So just be mindful of how you're feeling if you're out there, guys, please. Sometimes when this is just from a doctor, they're saying that when people sort of dump their trauma on you and you don't know what to say, you should just respond, I don't know what to say. Personally, I don't really think that's the best way to make someone feel better. If you have something to say, if you feel like you know what to say, I think you should speak up and have a conversation with people that you love. This is something that I found that I maybe shouldn't have found. It says, this won't be covered in mainstream media. In Altadena, the police and National Guard are standing around with guns while the community is assisting each other with mutual aid, supplies, and resources. The state is not doing a goddamn thing other than show the force. I can't stop thinking about this. As far as I know, the state's primary presence is in Pasadena, Altadena. Seems to be police and military. Most of the mutual aid efforts you see online are organized autonomously. This morning, the National Guard at nearly every impacted intersection in Altadena assisting police, and it will look like this until further notice. The pictures are quite scary. But it's not being covered in mainstream media. That's what they're saying. So if you want to know more about this, you can follow at Heavy Discussion and they'll be sharing more information on that. There, I can't comment too much on that because I'm really not an expert and I don't even know what the National Guard does. So if I was to just keep talking, it would just be a whole lot of nonsense. Okay. Hi, Los Angeles. This is from Liz Heed. Hi, Los Angeles. If you or your loved ones have been personally affected by the fires, Alo and Bella plus Canvas are here to help. We've set up clothing pickup locations, Commerce and Beverly Hills just for you. Can't make it? No worries. We're also doing deliveries for those in Los Angeles who can't travel to our locations. Please DM me directly. So if you are in need of clothes, you can directly DM at LIZAHEID and she will get you all hooked up. Okay, here's some more information. Windblown dust and ash advisory. A windblown dust and ash advisory has been extended in the region. High winds may disperse ash from multiple fire zones to all areas of the south and west of these burned areas. Windblown ash from burned structures may contain higher air toxic levels. Stay inside and keep windows and doors shut. Use an air purifier or an air conditioner on recirculate to keep the ash out. Wear a mask if you go outside, N95 or P100. Secure your stuff, tie it down, and bring in loose items like chairs or trash cans so that they don't get blown away. Protect your eyes. Wear goggles if you go outside to keep the ash and dirt out of your eyes. Listen to local news for weather, air quality, and evacuation alerts. And stay ready. Have a plan and supplies in case conditions get worse. I am hopeful that they will not get worse. I want to say thank you to Warner Brothers Discovery for committing $15 million to immediate response and rebuilding efforts. We, as a whole, tend to kind of laugh at Warner Brothers because they've produced so many bad superhero movies, but they've produced my favorite Batman, which is Ben Affleck, and I'm grateful to them for that, and I'm grateful to them for helping out. And $15 million, 15 may not seem like a lot to people to some people when you consider it's the studio, but it is. Okay, here we go. I already talked about the LA mission, so we don't have to keep talking about it. How to protect your lungs. Oh, you know what? Use a saline spray or neti pot to clear out particles from your nasal passages. Always use distilled or sterile water to keep it safe. Rinse once or twice daily if smoke exposure is heavy. Supplements for detoxification. Glutathione, a strong antioxidant to neutralize toxins. NAC boosts glutathione and supports your lungs. Vitamin C strengthens immunity and fights oxidative stress. Omega-3s found in fish oils reduces inflammation and aids in respiratory function. Magnesium helps relax muscles and support easier breathing. Stay hydrated, drink lots of water, adding electrolytes to aid detox. Enhance hydration with cucumber, lemon, or mint slices in your water. Nutrition for detoxification. Incorporate vegetables like broccoli and kale for their sulfophane content. Add turmeric and ginger to meals and to reduce inflammation. Eat fiber-rich foods like flax seeds, chia seeds to bind and remove toxins from the gut. Include foods high in chlorophyll, such as spirulina and chlorella. I feel like I know what these things are, but I just don't know how to say them because I'm too tired to support heavy metal detoxification in the body. LA Arts Community Fire Relief Fund. The Moan Art Collective Hammer Museum LACMA MoMA partnered with East West Bank, joins a coalition of major arts organization and philanthropists in LA, led by the Getty Museum, to create the LA Arts Community Fire Relief Fund, a resource for artists and art workers across disciplines who have lost residences or studios or livelihoods or have otherwise been impacted by the devastating Los Angeles fires. This fund, supported by national and international institutions, has launched with $12 million and is continuing to grow. Beginning Monday, January 20th, artists and art workers can apply for an emergency grant through the Center for Cultural Innovation, which will administer the fund. We are following other similar initiatives, and we understand this fund is one step in the long road to recovery for our creative communities. Our hearts go out to all who have been displaced, lost residences and studios, and now face enormous challenges caused by tragedy. For more information on how the fund works or how to apply, visit the link in bio. So head over to LACMA, LACMA, and cl click the link in bio if this is something that you can benefit from. Saks Fifth Avenue says they are deeply committed to supporting the communities they serve in response to the devastating Southern California wildfire. They've partnered with delivering goods to make a donation to Central City Neighborhood Partners. The donation includes basic clothing items and other necessities, which will go directly to families impacted by wildfires. So thank you to Saks Fifth Avenue, who is not listening to my podcast. For impacted artists and art workers, visit cciarts.org to apply for an emergency grant starting on Monday. That's the same one that I mentioned before. I just have the link here. If you wouldn't mind, because if I read them to you, we're going to be here for a long time. So if you wouldn't mind heading over to forthefuture.family and going, they'll have a little page. There's a PDF in their bio of 50 emergency gr and grant funding opportunities for artists specifically. So head over to their page. There are so, like, the grants are all written on the little small like Instagram square, and it's so, I don't need glasses. I have perfect vision, and it's so small that I can't even read it. So head over again to forthefuture.family on Instagram. Go to their link in their bio, and you'll find all these different grants. Avoid ocean water content, ocean water advisory due to fire runoff and contamination. Don't go swimming. You don't need to go swimming. Oh my God. Okay. This doesn't have an address. So I've mentioned all the broad foundation, all these great things are going on. The 47th annual Chinatown Firecracker Race has been postponed due to wildfires. Sorry, I know it's disappointing. Leonardo DiCaprio has donated $1 million to fire relief efforts. Before someone says, but he has so much, how much have you given today? Being French, which or being Frenchy, I should say, Ashley Tisdale's company is proud to continue supporting the community by donating $100,000 to the LAFD Foundation. And I want to thank Ashley and her team for doing this incredible work because it is so needed. Okay, Bay Area drop-off locations. So this is teaming up for LA now. So Golden State, Valparaiso, and Bay FC, Sutter Health Mountain View Center, 701 East El Camino Real, Mountain View, California, 94040. It drop off items in designated bins in the building lobby during the following times: January 21st to the 24th, from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Jack's at 167 East Taylor Road, San Jose, 95112. Drop off items in designated bins, including the lobby, during the following hours: January 21st to the 24th, 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. Oakland Marriott City Center, 1001 Broadway, Oakland, California. Same thing, drop off in the lobby, etc. January 21st to the 24th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Chase Center, 1 Warriors Way, San Francisco. Same instructions. And January 21st to the 24th, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Kentucky. So you can help from pretty much anywhere, which makes me really happy. Lexington Soccer Club Indoor, 1. 3025 Blake James Drive in Lexington, Kentucky. Drop off items during the following times: Tuesday to Thursdays, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you're in Massachusetts, Hot Plate Brewing Company, 1 School Street. That's such a weird address for a brewing company. 1 School Street, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, 01201. Drop off items during the following times: Monday through Thursday between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. And then again between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. And then Friday between 9 a.m. and 11 p.m. I'm so mind blown by so many different states coming together and doing so many things. It warms my heart, really, it does. Emergency resources for music industry professionals affected by the LA fires. So Sweet Relief Musicians Fund, Music Cares, We Are Not Moving the Needle, Amber Health and Music Cares Weekly Support Groups, Entertainment Community Fund, CERF Plus Emergency Relief Grant, Guitar Center Foundation. Backline is here for you. So if you want to get information, more information on all of these potential grants, follow at blackline.care on Instagram. 42 West is a PR agency. They had this to say: Los Angeles holds a very special place in our hearts, from our own 42 West family to our friends, colleagues, industry partners, and thousands of people who have been affected by the fires. We are here with you, mind, body, and spirit, and send support, love, strength, and now and for the long road ahead. If you or a loved one are in need of resources or are looking for organizations to support from near and far, here is a partial list: Altadena Girls, Mexican, Lord, American. I'm so sorry. Guys, I would edit this, but I'm exhausted. So I don't know why I said Mexican. American Red Cross LA, ASPCA, Baby to Baby, the number two baby, California Fire Foundation, Habitat LA, LAFD Foundation, Pasadena Humane, and of course, World Central Kitchen to help with urgent, immediate needs. 42 West has made donations to Baby to Baby, LAFD Foundation, and Pasadena Humane. This may not mean much, but Vidiots is offering free movies for you, LA. So if you just want to check out a movie, head over to Vidiots. Emma Slater of Dancing with the Stars is also offering free dance classes for kids who are affected by the LA fires. Her free dance class will take place this Saturday, the 18th at 9 a.m. And she's going to be doing it on the stream. So 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon if you're on the East Coast. And she'll be doing it on the streaming platform StreamYard. If you want to get more information, head to her profile, The Emma Slater, TheEmmaSlater. She's such a wonderful, wonderful girl. I love her so much. I could, like, honestly, I just adore her. If you want to purchase community meals for first responders or people displaced, here are some places that you can do that. Akasha, 9543 Culver City Boulevard, Culver City. Breakaway Cafe, 9543 Culver City Boulevard, Culver City. It's funny because it's not funny, but it's funny because the only time I ever went to Culver City was to go to the cemetery, Holy Cross. And I went there to visit Ray Bolger and Jack Haley, who respectively play the Scarecrow and the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. And Ray Bolger is interred inside the chapel. And I was in there by myself, and the piano started playing by itself. And I got so scared. I never ran out of a place so fast. And one of the groundskeepers was like, no, it's programmed to go off. And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I don't know why I shared that. It's just like a little story to break up some of the monotony. Let's get back to where you can donate a meal. Enoteca del Rey, 900 North Broadway, number 1070 in Los Angeles, home state. So if you want to do it through them, you have to contact them at so catering@myhomestate.com. Cavahana, 306 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica. SQIR, I think, I guess squirrel, I'm not sure. 720 Virgil Avenue, number 4, Los Angeles, California. Soi Superet. It's like French, but not. My God. 144 North Larchmont Boulevard, Los Angeles. Sugar Taco, 7257 Melrose and 500 West Broadway, Long Beach. Vicini Ristorante, 10645 West Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles. Yoga Ert, 2211 West Sunset Boulevard. And then it says, why focus on restaurants offering community meals? Because most restaurants can't serve free meals on an ongoing basis without the public support. They need funds to purchase more supplies and keep staff working while business is slow. Takeout only or non-existent due to the fires. How can you help support food-based businesses when it's safe to do so? Order takeout and buy community meals. Even one meal will help businesses continue to operate and feed someone in need. Share this with food businesses who need help spreading the word with their community. Just in case you want to donate and they're going to keep adding like new stuff constantly, follow at LA Community Meals. Of course, if I see anything new, I'll share it. Save the Children is a very well-known organization that Jennifer Garner is the like ambassador for, and as a Jennifer Garner loving human, I know an awful lot more than I should about Save the Children. So at the moment, Save the Children is partnering with Jennifer, I guess. It says that they're working on Project Camp LA, and they need funds. So it's to get kids and when communities are hit hard like this, to make sure the kids are safe, protected, and ready to face the future with hope. So help them continue this critical work by tapping the link in their bio to donate. So I don't have the link here, but if you go to at Save the Children, it's very easy to click it. It takes nothing but 2 seconds. Save the Children is helping supply essentials to families who've lost everything from diapers, wipes, and blankets, flashlights, portable chargers, activity kits for kids, and creating safe spaces. providing comfort and care as well. They have trained educators and caregivers to offer psychological support so children can begin healing once the fires have been put out. Save the Children stays as long as it takes to help the families rebuild after disaster in California and across the US. So your donation can help kids recover today. And I think it's important to help kids recover because I'm someone who was a kid and did not correctly recover from a trauma. And it still affects me. Well, we're not here to talk about me. So yeah. This is at LA underscore lost underscore stuffy underscore project. It says, if your little one lost a precious comfort item, please let us help. DM us a photo, brand, and any other helpful info about your child's stuffed animal, blanket, etc. Please send your contact info and permission to repost the photo. We will do our absolute best to find a replacement. So that's always, worth taking a look at. There's now a hotline for missing pets and animal organizations to help foster. If your pet is missing and you want to try and find them, the hotline is 213-270-8155. And that line is specifically for fire evacuation animal services. So give them a call if your furry friends are missing. Ways that you can help right now, you could offer to adopt or foster an animal. So this opens space for other animals to accept new displaced animals. That's what it says. Donate money. All these organizations are accepting monetary donations to support their continued efforts. Donate supplies and volunteer. I feel like this is all very self-explanatory. And these are the locations: Pasadena Humane, LA Animal Services, SPCA LA, LA County Animal Care, Best Friends Animal Society. And then they've got like another large list here. A Little Lion Foundation, Stray Cat Alliance, the Beach Dogs Rescue, Positive Beginnings LA, furrytail.endings, Bubbles Dogs Rescue, Love's Legacy Rescue, Kitten Rescue LA, Lux Paws, Grateful Dogs Clubhouse, South Bay Rodent Rescue, and Bell's Boarding. And these are all vetted, so we know that they are not scamming. Here's some updates from the YMCA. It says, we are extending we are extending our relief efforts throughout the week and weekend. Through the 19th, we will be operating within the following hours: volunteer hours, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., accepting donations, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., distribution efforts, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that's the Westchester Family YMCA at 8020 Ulverstone Avenue, 90045. And of course, I don't need to tell you what they need. They need everything. So where are we now? Sorry guys, I'm just a little, my brain is really not fully functional today. Oh, a teenager in Los Angeles created a website that compiles all the available resources for wildlife victims in LA, and you can find that if you go to GoodGoodGoodCo and go to the link in bio. This is like such an amazing thing that they've done because I'm here reading out these resources and they've compiled all of them and I don't have that capacity. I'm just not that, I want to say I'm not that smart, but I'm actually very intelligent. So not to toot my own horn. Okay, we've spoken about disinformation already. LA friends, if you're headed to Sundance this year, consider offering your place to someone who needs a spot to land while they figure something out. DM at Mark Duplass with information or for information. So it's at MarkDuplass, and he's really doing a world of good. So a big, huge shout out to him. He's amazing, like, honestly. And I think that's pretty much it for today, other than the New York effort that I wanted to mention. So it's like a new, where do I have this somewhere? There's two actually, you know what? I'm not done. All right, just get this done here. This Saturday, NYC comes together to show solidarity from afar. Every dollar raised will go directly towards relief efforts to rebuild LA's community and lives. The ticket link is in their bio. So it's Luke Haverty, Lukehavetry. Let me re repeat, Lukehaverty on Instagram. The day kicks off with Movement, an optional 5K run across Williamsburg Bridge, followed by a bake sale fundraiser featuring 25 plus New York City-based chefs. The afternoon will include a few pieces from our curated online silent art auction at Artists for LA Bid Now, with generous contributions from, I'm sorry, my speech is messed up. With generous contributions from artists to aid LA creative community, live music, a bouquet workshop with BLXXM double underscore, a raffle of NYC experiences, a curated goodie bag will also be for sale. Our goal is simple: raise as much as possible. All proceeds from the event will be donated to World Central Kitchen and the Cal Fund, while the funds go from the silent auction will go directly to support Grief X Hope. This experience has been a powerful reminder of what true community looks like and the importance of showing up. Hundreds of hands have come together in just days to make this possible. Countless more will help bring it to life. So head over to Luke Haverty's Instagram for more information. There's tons of information there. Photographic information that'll be tremendously helpful, I'm sure. Another New York Loves LA, an evening to benefit those impacted by the LA fires. This is happening on January 27th at 7 p.m. at the Bell House in Brooklyn, featuring Todd Berry, David Cross, Phoebe Robinson, Sydney Washington, Seton Smith, Zach Zimmerman, Mike Kaplan, Chris Gethard, and Molly Carney, who we all know and love from SNL, and then music from Lewis Cato. Tickets available at thebellhouseny.com. Get yours now. And here's like a big collective effort. This is the last one I saw today before hopping on here that makes me really happy. It's a benefit concert, and it's called Fire Aid LA, and you can go to fireaidla.org. So there's going to be like two different concerts split in two. One from the Kia Forum. At the Kia Forum will be Billie Eilish and Phineas, Dave Matthews and John Mayer, Earth, Wind and Fire, Gracie Abrams, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Joni Mitchell, and one of my favorites, Katy Perry. And then from the Intuit Dome, we'll have Lady Gaga, Lil Baby, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rod Stewart, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, Sting, and Tate McRae. You can tickets go on sale on the 22nd at noon Pacific time, and other donations can be made via the link at Fire Aid LA, FIREAID LA. Contributions made to Fire Aid are a 501c in connection with the Fire Aid benefit concert, and other direct donations will be distributed under the advisement of the Annenberg Foundation and will be distributed for short-term relief efforts and long-term initiatives to prevent future fire disasters throughout California. So if you're able to go on January 30th, buy your tickets on January 22nd, and you'll get to see some of the greatest acts on earth right now. I'm gonna go now because I think I've talked enough. My voice is getting a little raspy, and I'm gonna leave you with a David Lynch quote. I am wearing dark glasses today because I'm seeing the future, and the future is very bright. One day the sadness will end, but I don't think today's that day. And he's right, because we lost him today, so it's a sad day, but he's wearing dark glasses because the future is bright, so we do have something to look forward to. And you'll be hearing from me again within 48 hours. Stay safe, guys. Bye.